There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Jeff Hathorn was there. Our Steelers insider over at 93.7thefan.com. His report is brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury personally. LGKG.com. We call it the Hawk Report. Jeff, do you agree with Dulac that Mike Williams is just going to be facing the crowd here at wide receiver, just one of the guys?
Maybe in week one, maybe week two, but I don't think so. Especially if and Chris, you hit on it, he's going to be their second most dangerous receiver. Now, there may be times where you want Jefferson in there because of the style you're playing, because of the situation that you're in. But Tomlin was quick to slow everybody down about what his skill sets are, what his role is.
What the heck was that all about? When Brooks said he's the right fit, and he said, I never said he was the right fit.
Right. And that he, you know, I get the part about playing the long game and how, hey, we may have to work him into our system. I get all of that. But yeah, I don't understand that one because he seems like the perfect fit for adding to this room.
Jeff, do you think that the biggest impact Mike Williams is going to make on this team is tangible as far as he will catch a good amount of passes and make a lot of plays downfield, or that he is going to open things up by his presence for Pickens, the running game, etc.?
Yes, to both. I mean, the guy averaged 15 and a half yards per catch over his career.
Yep.
Not a season, but over his career. Yeah, he's going to be a downfield threat, and you know it's going to benefit Freiermuth. It should benefit Austin. If Jefferson happens to be in the game at the same time, if they work some kind of scenario like that, Hayward, running backs, like any of those guys, Jaylen Warren out of the backfield, to have that type of downfield threat should open up and maybe not allow defenses to cheat against the run game as well. So I think that add, I get what Tomlin's saying again about the slow roll into what they're doing, but he seems like a guy that can really help expand what they're doing offensively. And that's why they brought him in. Come on, let's be real. You don't bring in a guy like Mike Williams. You're giving him a chance, but his whole career, much like you wouldn't tell Russ not to throw a deep ball, you're not going to tell Mike Williams to run a short route.
Jeff, do you think Preston Smith will end up playing more than Nick Herbig on a week-in, week-out basis?
Depends. He's better against the run than Herbig. So let's see how Herbig does over, say, some more extended reps against the run. I always wonder this because we've seen this over the last 5 years. And that's why I asked him, is he going to be happy if he gets 10 snaps in a game? Because he asked for a trade from Green Bay because he didn't like the situation. So over the next few weeks, if he's used sparingly, if Herbig comes back, is he going to be cool with that, or are we going to see another situation where here's a guy who's now not getting to play as much as he wants?
Oh, wonderful. That's fun to think about. Do you think,
and I'm not saying he's going to be that. It's just we'll see how that plays out.
Do you think that trading for him, Smith, that is more about them being aware of like their rush defense being pretty bad these last couple of games, especially against the Giants, or more just a true depth move that has nothing to do with his specific skill sets?
I think it's more the depth move because remember a couple of weeks ago they were just adding guys off the practice squad to fill a role on the other side of T.J. Watt. I mean, it got down to that point, and I think they saw a hole. They saw an opportunity to trade a 7th-round pick for a guy who's got, 68 sacks in his career. and was pretty decent last year at 8 sacks, 21 quarterback hits with Green Bay in a 3-4 scheme. So I think it made a lot of sense just to add that to your depth. If there is another injury, you don't know if Herbig, I mean, you anticipate that maybe Herbig will be back this week, but you've got some more insurance in case something else happens.
Who's in pole position to play nickel corner, Beanie Bishop or Cam Sutton?
I want to see more of the week. I think Beanie gets it maybe a little bit more this week because it's Sutton's first game in a long time, in almost a year. So I think he'll work in at the beginning. You'll see more Beanie, but eventually I think you're going to see Cam Sutton. That's why you brought him in. And if you get an injury, you do have the ability, you know, to slide him to the outside. Or if they're not getting what they want out of the safety position, as Tomlin said yesterday, he can play that role for some snaps for them.
What, Jeff, do you make of Mike Tomlin's continued caginess when he is asked about whether or not Justin Fields will be used in X, Y, or Z way? Do you think he actually has any designs on Fields being on the field when Russ is still healthy?
No, I don't. But he wants it out there for other teams to have to prepare for a package.
Gotcha.
Or to think about that. But we haven't seen any evidence of that at this point. And with every week, that's time away where Fields hasn't been in a game. And Russ has been decent in the red zone. So until they really struggle in the red zone or get a really unique situation.
Jeff, they were 0-for-4 in the red zone in their last game.
I understand. I'm just telling you, I don't see them going to those type of packages at this point. I really don't see it. But, you know, Tomlin wants to keep it out there, so teams have to prepare for it.
Did you like Mike Williams taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers when praising the leadership skills of Russell Wilson?
I did. I thought it was very subtle and very well done. And then he later on said, you know, it was cool playing in New York, and it was tough because he wasn't around for OTAs and training camp. And he wasn't one of Aaron's guys, I think was the way he phrased it. You know, he wasn't part of that group. So, yeah, I thought it was a very subtle, nice little jab. It was well done by Mike.
The Hawk Report, ladies and gentlemen, with Jeff Hathorn. Read more about his day at Steelers practice. And boys,
other good news. Zach Frazier says he's playing.
Yep.
So
here.
Frazier's in the middle. There you go.
Thank you, Jeff. 93.7thefan.com to get more.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.